The word of God given to us today is Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Please turn to page 204. Allow me to read the words of God. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Amen. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so could one man have impact to many people. It might not be so outstanding such as the negative influence that Adam did to humans or the good impact of Jesus. But in human history, there are those who had great influences. When we talk about great figures in the world, they might have good influence in most cases. Out of the book titled World's 100 Great Figures, there were artists such as Michelangelo, Mozart, and Shakespeare, scientists like Newton, Einstein, Nobel, thinkers such as Confucius, Aristotle, Pestalozzi, medical practitioners such as Schweitzer, Nightingale, Mother Teresa, Helen Keller, and leaders and pioneers such as Amundsen, Lincoln, Churchill, Gandhi, Martin Luther King. In Korea, we have a song titled 100 Korean Great Figures, which mentions figures including Great King Gwanggaeto, General Kaebaek, General Kim Yoo-shin, General Kang Gam-chan, Jeong Mong-ju, King Sejong of the Joseon Dynasty, Admiral Lee Soon-shin, and other great figures. Their reputations might differ depending on each historical view, but we mostly accept them as great figures. Unlike those who have good influence, there are some who had bad influence to Korea's history. We don't even have to mention their names and might automatically be reminded of those who led many of Koreans to suffer wars, terrors, oppressions, diseases, and hunger. Thinking of those who have good influence leads to gratefulness, while bad influencer would trigger fury. In the past, nations enjoyed a reign of peace or suffered anarchy depending on how the king ruled. If one man's right way of thinking could bring peace to many, such a man is good influencer who gives happiness to many. In contrast, if a bad idea of one man could cause conflicts and trouble, he or she would be an evil influencer bringing pain to many people, let alone a nation. In a small community, one member could make all the workplace and community happy. Family is not an exception. One family member could make the whole family happy and peaceful. Like those great figures mentioned earlier, one man who had good influence for a happy family. As a grateful and great figure who will remain in history of the family. Sometimes we hear news about a death incident of a family. A family killed themselves, according to the news report. But this suicide cannot be seen based on consensus. This might be more so if it goes to little children. Such children would have no choice. It's highly likely that one man among the family members took the lead to make such an extreme decision. No matter how hard condition a family might face, one member of a family could lead other members to recovery and happiness again. Aside from such an extreme case, great and small events happen all the time in a family. Would there be a family which has no problem at all? What would be the problem of today to your family? Parents have concern about their children, while children have those about their parents. Faith, health, materials, addiction could be part of them, as well as study, education, work, and marriage. We also have worries or conflicts about relationship with family members and non-family members. However, family can be recovered from any concern. Wounded and fallen family could be recovered and happy again because of you as one family member. If you are able to change the way of thinking and yourself before just waiting for the source of concern or the conditions could change, you can change the way the whole family thinks. And if the whole family could change, peace and happiness will come back to the family, even though the condition might not change immediately. Family can be recovered from any concern. Again, family can be recovered from any concern. This reason is that families are built by God. God wants families with blessing. God opened the way so the families can be blessed. If you know the way, your family can be recovered and happy again. Today's scripture, verse 1, describes a family which gained happiness again, driven by one family member. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. Caesarea is a city named after the Emperor Caesar and a Mediterranean city built by the King Herod for the Roman Emperor about 100 kilometers northwest of Jerusalem. It's 50 kilometers north from Joppa, which was known as an old name of Tel Aviv, where an international airport is located in Israel. Cornelius was a centurion of the Italian regiment. A centurion in today's scripture is different from that of Judea in times of the Old Testament. Italia is today's Italy in Europe, which we are well aware of. It also indicates the Roman emperor at the time. A centurion of the Roman regiment was a Roman citizen and commanded 100 soldiers of the Roman Empire. So Cornelius at the time was a citizen of the empire who reigned the whole world and a military officer stationed in Israel. But he was a foreigner to the Jews, and such a foreigner of Cornelius received God, who were believed by the Jewish people despite having culture and faith of the Roman Empire. In verse 2, he and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Cornelius was devout. Greek word for devout is a combination of well and worship, and the word means to worship well. Cornelius was a devout man who worshiped and served God well. By the verse 2, it is not easy to imagine him as a citizen of Roman Empire, which ruled Israel, or a Roman military officer who had privilege of the use of armed force. How did Cornelius become a man who were devout and served God? It's not known how Cornelius received God, if he naturally received God when serving the army in a region where the Jews lived and seeing the Jews faithfully serving God, or if he knew God already in Italy before stationing in Israel. Although the Bible does not testify, Cornelius was living a devout life and served God very well, thanks to a certain chance of grace. And God wanted to give grace to him and his family. God led the Apostle Paul, Peter, to come over to the house of Cornelius, 50 kilometers north from Joppa, meet Cornelius and his family, so God gave grace to Cornelius and all his family to listen to gospel, were baptized, and experienced the existence of the Holy Spirit. At a time when the Jews who were against Gentiles, even after they believed and followed God, the Lord had those who obeyed God know Cornelius and all his family received Jesus and were baptized with the name of the Trinity God and the presence of the Holy Spirit. God had this event trigger and spread gospel to the Gentiles. Cornelius did not experience the grace of the blood of Jesus and the presence of the Holy Spirit before meeting Apostle Peter, but he was faithful and lived a devout life. By seeing Cornelius, we could understand that there always is a way to know God, even at a time when people believe there are a number of gods. Saying they don't know God is nothing more than an excuse. Cornelius became a faithful believer of God, known as the only God for the Jews, in spite of the flourishing culture and civilization of Rome. A Roman centurion at the time did not fully enjoy power and wealth compared to others with power, but they were considered as a hero depending on what they achieved. A historian of the ancient Rome, Livius, wrote in his book history of Rome, that a centurion made his promotion to the Senate. The position of centurion could become a way to successful career. Under such a condition, it could have been better for the centurion to follow the culture and religion of Rome as a citizen of Rome, but it did not choose the way. Why? Cornelius chose the way of God over the successful life in the Roman Empire. How come he was able to take the way of God where he wanted over the success if he did not know who God was? Unlike Cornelius 2,000 years ago, how do we live? Even though having experienced the grace of God who created all things of the universe and man, who saved sinners in various ways, and who made his only son Jesus die to save the sinners, and the grace of Jesus who shed blood on the cross, if you turn away from God's will and stick to world's views, culture, and theories, then think of Cornelius, who was devout. It might not be the case that a centurion and a citizen of Rome did not know the gods of Greece and Rome at the time. According to the Acts chapter 14, Apostle Paul and Barnabas spread gospel to a crippled man and healed him in Lystra, a region 30 kilometers south of Iconium, today's Konya, a city of Turkey. People in Lystra saw and called Paul and Barnabas as Jesus, the king of all gods, and Hermes, his son, and a priest even tried to worship Apostle Paul and Barnabas with an ox and flowers. This happening alone can tell us how enthusiastic the Romans were about the gods of Greece and Rome under the influence of Rome. Living those days, Cornelius served God. He realized something more precious than success. He knew serving God well is the greatest happiness in life. And he was the only one who served God well. According to verse 2 again, he and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. He was not the only one who served God well. It was the home and family of Cornelius, as well as his servants, who served God well. A faithful life of one man. Cornelius was extended to that of all family. If one member of family live a devout life, it impacts the whole family in a good way, so that they all worship and serve God well. In the end, they become a devout and faithful family and a happy family and peaceful family. Is it not what we are built in Jesus Christ? Let us not blame wife, husband, children, parents, or siblings, but take the lead to live a faithful life in front of God. Then how does faithfulness reveal in life? According to the verse 2, Cornelius is devout, God-fearing, gives generously to those in need, and prays always. Those four acts are correlated together. Those are religious virtues that we pursue faithfully. Those who worship God well, fear God. Those who serve God well, love men as they love God and God's words. Those who love men are committed to save people in need. Those who are devout and serve God well praise all the time. If you fear God, you should lead your family to walk the righteous path when they are in trouble, driven by non-biblical views, by reminding them of God's words. What is the concern of your family? The best way to disregard the concern of your family is to realize God's words and live based on what God tells us. A healthy family makes a healthy church. Church is built together with a family of faith. If the church would like to remain as it should be, the family should first become that of faith. If the families are not stable in a faithful way, how come the church, a community of faithful families, remain healthy, and how can the church be built together? If you love and want the church, the body of God, to be built together, you should take the lead in making your family devout. And you should become devout and serve God well. If you think about what Jesus died, why Jesus died, you should live a devout life. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Unless you stay away from godless and non-biblical views, devotion goes far away. Parents or grandparents should become a teacher or a role model for the faithful life of their children. Your children or grandchildren are exposed to non-biblical views. They are falling into non-biblical views without knowing. They are exposed to the internet without any protection. They get access to harmful content of smartphones and computers. The content is obscene, violent, and bad for a devout life in many cases. Grown-ups should also be careful. Living these times, you should be the first one to be devout and righteously worship God, relying on the Word of God so as to teach and talk to all the family in a righteous way. Cornelius was ready to listen to and depend on the Word of God. Cornelius called two of his servants and one devout soldier so that they can take Apostle Peter from 550 kilometers of Joppa. Cornelius met Apostle Peter and said what he listened to God's voice during his prayer, as testified in Acts chapter 10, verse 33. So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us. Cornelius tried to listen to everything that God ordered to Apostle Peter. That was the word of God. He did not just mean to listen. He showed his willingness to live based on God's words. Cornelius said he would listen to the word of God through the mouth of Apostle Peter, but he actually intended to God who speaks through the mouth of Apostle Peter. So he said, we're all here in the presence of God. Through the confession of Cornelius saying, we are all here in the presence of God, we could understand how devout he was. Did Cornelius read the word of God? As John chapter 1, verse 1, the book of John was written later than the book of Acts. There was no chance that he met another disciple before meeting Peter. The confession of Cornelius was only possible because he listened to God's words and knew who Jesus was. How can you not be devout if you confess that all are here for in the presence of God? We should focus on all out of what he confessed. By all are here, Cornelius was not alone when listening to God's words. All his family were there to listen to God's words. A family can recover and enjoy the blessing of God when the word of God is on the family and the family lives based on the word of God. You should first listen to the word of God and thereby being the role model of devotion so that the whole family, including children and grandchildren, listen to God's words and act on the words. You shouldn't stop with reading and listening to the Bible only on Sundays. You should meditate on and study God's words through the Bible studies. Through the Bible studies and Bible reading every day, in addition to Sunday sermons, you can only live a devout life. I personally love Wednesday Bible study. I feel sorry when just sitting and listening to the teaching of Reverend Chung Han-jo. There's no way you can't be grateful when thinking about the meaning of the scripture, as well as questions and answers, and applying them to your life. I hope church members could attend the Wednesday Bible study as many as possible. It greatly helps you live a devout life. We all know we should be devout when it comes to Sunday worship. There's an insert for worship campaign in today's program. I hope you to read it carefully. It's impossible to contain everything in a sheet of leaflet. But it helps you stay devout for worship service. Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 testifies, have nothing to do with godless myth and all wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. Train means practice or exercise. Cornelius did not become devout overnight. We need to meditate on the Word of God carefully enough to understand the will of God and train ourselves through the Bible study. Taking a look at the backside of the leaflet, there's a driving campaign with a phrase saying, "Worship service begins at a driver's seat." Worship begins from home, before attending church, of course, but this asks you to become a devout worshiper even when driving. Caring others while driving is compared to the love that Cornelius shared with others and saved them. Not only when driving, but also in every part of your daily life, you should stay devout, just as worship should become your everyday life. If you should take the lead in serving God and living a devout life, and in turn your family could come back to the Lord. All family can be recovered as a devout and God-fearing, faithful, and happy family. If you could be the first member who live a devout life every day to become a pathway that leads all your family to devotion, fear, and love God, and love others through saving and serving, such family will be recovered to become a happy and faithful family. When a family with recovered faith can be built together, church will become the place where God stays. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for allowing those people getting out of sins and death thanks to the one man, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your grace and peace that there has been one person appeared continuously in human history who had good influence to save many people from crisis. If a family has concerns, great and small, help them to become the one devout man in such family so that they can recover all family by sacrificing and serving for God first. Like Cornelius, who worshipped and served God as a devout believer despite all the flourishing culture and religion of Rome, help us become the one who leads all family to recover and become faithful again, setting free from non-biblical views. May the families with concerns recover to be faithful and be built together so that the church can stay truthful and furthermore become the pathway to fill the nation with peace and faith and happiness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.